The period of the Ottoman rule in Sombor is still insufficiently researched, and the largest source of evidence of 147 years of Ottoman rule is from the travel memories of Evliya Çelebi, who lived in Sombor in 1665. A model of Sombor from the Turkish era was made according to this travel writer, testifying to the Islamic character of the settlement. Under Turkish rule, Sombor was the administrative center of Segid, and as such could have been an important military stronghold for future Turkish campaigns towards Vienna and Europe. However, a long period of peace ensued, and the Sombor Palisade Fortress had no military significance. This rectangular fortress was surrounded by a moat, and had a building in the center called Dizdarev Konak, and in front of the tower gate was the Süleyman Khan Mosque and the Turkish Hammam. There were two cannons on the fortress, but they didn't contain any gunpowder, because the fortress was located in the interior of the country. Outside the fortress was the inner town, with many bazaars in its center. Çelebi says that there were around 200 goldsmith shops, which speaks to the wealth of the settlement. During the night, the gates of the inner town were closed and guarded by only 12 night guards. The outer town was located in the southeast of the fortress, where the Turkish population lived in six neighborhoods. The most beautiful of around 2,000 houses in town was the Beri Pasha Palace. There were 14 mosques, nine of them without minarets. It's interesting to note that Sombor had six Islamic primary schools, which is more than Pesht, Segid, Mohaç, and Osijek. There were two madrasas for students, two dervish houses, two inns, and one hammam on the site of today's high school. At that time, Sombor was a trading town and a place of pilgrimage. The Christian population, Serbs and Bunyevci, lived outside the walls of the fortress and were turned into the common people. All the town's streets were arranged in a grid, but at the corners they were moved a few degrees to avoid the wind rose. Sombor is one of few towns in Serbia that has retained its original Ottoman street layout and old town center. When the Austrian army approached the town in 1687, a small Turkish troop surrendered without a fight, and the Austrians burned the Sombor fortress. Traces of the Turkish presence were visible until the end of the 18th century. To this day, the so-called Turkish House is preserved, and it housed the first post office in the city. At the end of the 19th century, the people of Sombor buried the moat around the former Turkish fortress and separated its city center into four wreaths, which today bear the names of the great dukes from the First World War.